Turn in your New King James Bibles then to Psalm 12. Psalm 12 for our psalm meditation today. And this is said there in the superscription to be a psalm of David. Psalm 12. Help, Lord, for the godly man ceases, for the faithful disappear from among the sons of men. They speak idly, everyone with his neighbor. With flattering lips and a double heart they speak. May the Lord cut off all flattering lips and the tongue that speaks proud things. Who have said, with our tongue we will prevail. Our lips are our own. Who is Lord over us? For the oppression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy, now I will arise, says the Lord. I will set him in the safety for which he yearns. The words of the Lord are pure words, like silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. You shall keep them, O Lord. You shall preserve them from this generation forever. The wicked prowl on every side when vileness is exalted among the sons of men. Now, oddly enough, today, when I picked out the text for the sermon this afternoon, I hadn't looked at Psalm 12 yet. So they do tie together very much. It wasn't done intentionally, believe it or not. So this actually looks at the issue, one of the points we're going to look at in the sermon today, from the other side of things. The psalmist begins with, help Jehovah, or help Yahweh, again calling upon the covenant name of the Lord. For the godly man ceases. As the psalmist looks around him on the earth, it seems as if, as he says, the faithful disappear from among the sons of men. And he feels alone. He feels separated from everyone else. Instead of being faithful, he looks around him there in what's supposed to be the nation of God and sees that the people don't fit the image that they should. They speak idly, everyone with his neighbors, with flattering lips and a double heart they speak. Now, children, this issue, this image of a double heart is something that doesn't really, it doesn't seem to come to mind. A double-hearted person or a double-minded person is said both ways in the Scripture. It's someone that you can't trust. Somebody that tells you one thing to your face and then to somebody else tells a different one. It'd be somebody that comes up to you and says, Sarah, your hair looks so nice today. I love that so much. And then they go over to Ruth and say, Ruth, did you see Sarah's hair? How horrible that looks. It's terrible. That would be a double-hearted person. They have flattering lips, but a double heart, and you couldn't trust a thing they say. May the Lord cut off all flattering lips, the psalmist says. Think how hard it'd be to talk without your lips. You just make this weird windy sound when you tried to talk, wouldn't you? May the Lord cut off all flattering lips and the tongue that speaks proud things. The tongue that has said, with our tongue we will prevail. Our lips are our own. Who is Lord over us? Children, who made men's lips? God did. And he made their tongue. Here we have the people saying, our lips are our own. With our tongue we will prevail. With the things that we have in our own strength, we will be king. Who can be Lord over us? And Jehovah God has an answer to that. For the oppression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy, now I will arise, says the Lord. I will set him in the safety for which he yearns. The poor person who's being oppressed, who's being held down, who's being tortured in a way by these proud, lying lips will be rescued by God, is what the psalm says. And then the last three verses, things change a little bit here. The words of the Lord are pure words. Like silver, tried in a furnace of earth, purified silver times. The idea here is a promise that when God says something, it's real, it's true, and it's going to happen. Purified like silver, purified seven times. Now, metallurgically speaking, there's no significance in this seven times. It's not like six times purified silver isn't as good. This is Bible imagery. The seven times meaning it's completed, it's fully done, it's as good as it can get. So the words of the Lord are totally pure words. You shall keep them, O Jehovah. You shall preserve them from this generation forever. As speaking of the poor, the ones being oppressed. He has promised that he would take care of his people in this life into the next. And you can trust those promises. And then the last verse is a caution as well as a description. The wicked prowl on every side while vileness is exalted among the sons of men. And we could multiply examples of this easily. And again, we can fall into the trap of people throughout history and say, our generation is the worst, and make all sorts of examples of this. But children, adults, unsocialized homeschoolers, it's important to understand that when you go out there in the world, that the wicked do prowl around on every side. The wicked are out there. It's not scaremongering to tell you that there are people who want to corrupt you just for the sake of corrupting you. It would destroy you just for that reason. And vileness is certainly exalted among the sons of men. The psalm here today has a few thoughts that come together nicely. First, the world is a hard place. It can be an ugly place. And the godly man, the godly woman, the godly child out in the world can feel like they're alone, can feel like they're in danger, can feel like they're lost and have no hope. But we need to remember the pure, true words of Jehovah when he says he will always be with us. Not saying that things will always be nice, but that God will never be taken away from us and that we'll never be alone. And that's the promise that we find in this psalm. As we sing this, we'll sing version A. And as we sing it, let's have in our hearts and in our minds the times when we felt alone when we sing that part. And let's sing as a prayer God's promise to rescue his people. So let's sing Psalm 12, and we'll sing version 8.